Hello everyone and welcome back to Britain Under the Microscope, Advanced.
Hello.
So today we're going to be carrying on our episode about shopping in this advanced episode.
There's a lot more that we can talk about. So last time we talked about some of the basics and some of the expressions, right? And we mentioned this whole idea about the high street.
Yeah.
Can you just remind us what is the definition of a high street? Because that is a very English idea.
The high street is the central road through any town. So if you think about most towns were built on the edge of major roads, the high street is that road.
So every town can have a high street.
Absolutely. So every town will have a high street, and that traditionally has been where the shops have been located.
That's why now there's the idea of high street fashion, high street names. In the past few decades, how have the high streets been changing in the UK?
Well, to be honest, it's not looking good for high streets in the UK. If you read the media, if you read the news, there's lots about the death of the high street.
Well, the death of the high street sounds really grim.
Well, it is. That's because many shops are going out of business. So, for example, in the past few years, we've had shops like BHS and Woolworths going out of business.
Oh, sometimes you walk past some of these shops and one day there were still shops and the next day you see liquidation.
Yeah.
That means they're going bankrupt, they're going belly up.
Yeah. So if you look at BHS and Woolworths as an example, those are household names that have been on the high street for over 70 years.
Wow.
But they've just gone into liquidation, they've gone bankrupt.
But why is that though?
Well, there's lots of different reasons. Lots of people say it's the effects of the recession, so the 2008 credit crunch, and also a reliance on sales events. I remember when I was growing up, shops only used to have sales in the summer and also around Christmas time, the Boxing Day sales.
Yeah, that's usually sales season. And now they're having sales all the time.
All the time. And you can see this around the high streets as well. You mentioned about the shops, that the shops are just no longer there. And many of them are being turned into cafes,
restaurants,
or coffee shops, or restaurants. So the high street is becoming more of a social area rather than a shopping area.
What about the corner shops, like the little shops in the UK?
Well, the corner shops used to be very, very common. They were mostly run by immigrant families who came over in the 1970s or 1980s because they were willing to work such long hours. The corner shops were designed for those times where you just need some milk or bread.
Yeah.
Or you need a newspaper.
They open till late.
They open till late and they're pretty much everywhere.
Yeah.
But now they're becoming less common.
Is it because they're more expensive?
Pretty much, yeah. They're more expensive.
There's not that much of a selection.
They don't have much of a selection. And nowadays, if you go to the UK, you'll see lots of our bigger supermarkets like Tesco's, Sainsbury's. They all have their own express version.
Oh, yes. I remember there was a Tesco local or Tesco Metro quite close to us.
Yeah, very, very close to train stations, and so that people just pick something up on the way back from work, because nowadays people don't really have the time to go to the big hypermarket, the really big supermarket.
That you have
anymore.
To drive to.
Yeah.
So what other possible causes are there for the deaths or the decline of the high streets? I would think it's like transport as well, how people travel.
Transport is an issue. Rents, the rising cost of land in the UK as well.
Of course.
And also rising consumer expectations. Before, people were quite happy with much simpler products, but now they demand a lot more variety at a lower cost.
Especially the younger generation.
Oh, yeah.
I remember going to all these conventional department stores in the UK. You mostly see a lot of older people.
Well, yeah.
Not so many young people.
No. And of course, another big influence is the internet and new technology.
The growth of the internet. You know that in China, we have Alibaba, we have Taobao, we have Jingdong and all that. And you've personally shopped on these things.
Oh, yeah.
What about the online shopping in the UK? Is it as popular in the UK as in China?
It is popular, but I wouldn't say it's as developed as it is in China. You can buy food from supermarkets online, and that's becoming more common. But mostly people buy things online like books or electronics and things like that.
You haven't moved to buying grocery online.
We're heading in that direction. We are going towards that direction. But still, I think people generally like to get the food themselves.
Is it because that generally British people are a little bit more reserved when it comes to the new technologies?
Partly yes, but I also think in the UK we do like buying things online, and it's only now that we're starting to feel more comfortable with it. Mm. Because there's issues of trust as well.
Security,
credit cards, you know,
personal information.
Yeah, so credit card fraud as well is a big concern in the UK.
Yeah, right. One thing that people might notice if they are going to the UK from China, mm-hmm. they would notice that mobile payment, scanning of a QR code, is much less common in the UK.
Yeah.
At least I usually just pay with credit cards. I don't use mobile payment in the UK that much.
No.
Not nearly as much as what I will do in China.
Oh, no. In China nowadays, you can just go around without any cash. You just go around with your mobile phone.
Yeah.
And it's a little bit similar to the UK, but what we do is we still use credit cards and debit cards a lot more. So, for example, we would use chip and pin.
Chip and pin, that's just you put in the card and then you have to key in the passcode.
Yeah.
Like you would do in a supermarket.
Yeah. And not even that. A lot of the time now, if it's something under £20, last time I lived in the UK it was £20, then you can just touch your credit card or debit card onto the machine and it automatically takes it off.
Oh, so below a certain amount.
Yeah.
You don't even have to key in anything.
Yeah.
That's convenient. And now most of the shops, especially the bigger ones, they have their own websites and people would buy through these websites.
Well, yeah. So the shops that are still successful at the moment are the ones that have embraced online shopping. Because there's one thing that you'll notice, especially with clothes in the UK, that's quite popular, is that you buy clothes online, but you go and pick them up in store. So you can try them on before you take them out the shop. So, for example, if they don't fit, then you can just return them to the store straight away. So, for example, when I buy clothes in the UK, that's generally what I would do.
Oh, so you would order online, you go to the shop,
yeah.
and just pick it up and try it on.
Mm.
If it doesn't fit you, doesn't suit you, you just return straight away.
Yeah.
So you don't have to mail it back. Well, that's something you can do.
Yeah.
Another big topic that has influence on probably the high street is globalization.
Mm.
So the impact of globalization and mass tourism.
Well, definitely, especially in places like London, in Oxford Street, and places where they do have a lot of tourists, especially Chinese tourists. They spend a lot of money in the UK.
Yeah, so naturally, a lot of businesses are trying to cater to Chinese travellers.
Especially the higher-end stores like Harrods, but the very expensive ones, at least.
And also, of course, because people travel to other countries, English people that travel to other countries, and people from other countries will travel to the UK.
Mm-hmm.
So people sort of start to expect new and different things, like a different variety of food.
Oh, yeah.
One thing I've noticed in the UK is if you go to your mid-range or lower end of supermarkets, you don't really see that much world food.
Yeah.
But if you go to Waitrose, you go to M&S food, and then there's a lot of world food.
Oh, yeah, it's very, very popular. I remember growing up, there was so much food that you never even heard of. For example, sushi and things like that was unheard of. But nowadays, you can find them in every supermarket.
Yeah.
It's not very good, but...
Yeah, good sushi in London still costs a lot.
Well, yeah.
But, you know, different seasoning, different wine from all over the world.
Yeah. So that's just a little bit of information about shopping in the UK. If you've been to the UK, please let us know in the comments section.
And maybe you can recommend us a few shops that you like.
So until next time.
I'll see you next time.
Bye.